This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The U.S. citizen remains in detention in Russia. His family members back here at home are speaking out. Corporate Security Director Paul Whelan detained by Moscow on accusations of spying, but his brother David says the retired Marine was only in Moscow for a wedding.
I'm sure my brother's not a spy. Paul's background is in law enforcement. He has military experience. He's in corporate security.
Whelan's arrest comes weeks after Russian citizen Maria Butina pleaded guilty here in the States to a charge of conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney calling President Trump's character into question in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, saying, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfall is most glaring. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. No one's come forward yet to claim a $425 million Mega Millions ticket that was sold for last night's drawing on Long Island in New York. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll, and we thank you for joining in on the good fight and supporting the cause for freedom here. This is Bill Martinez live at the intersection of faith and politics. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're honored to have Rahil Razabek with us, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement, and international human rights activist. Rahil, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Well, I want to talk about the Khashoggi affair and why we're not hearing, I mean, it sounds like crickets from Muslim nations. But before we get there, a question that I had from you ever since Election Day was when America elected its first Muslim women to Congress. Is this kind of an uh-oh moment, you know, that you sense that maybe America might be, you know, taking on, you know, more than it can handle right now?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's irrelevant whether they are Muslim or not. And unfortunately, the fact that they are Muslim is being pumped more than anything else. I think one has to look at the qualifications of the person. And if the person is qualified, then it doesn't matter what their faith is. When someone else is elected, we don't talk about whether they are Christian or Jewish or atheist or, you know, believers or non-believers. So I find it rather awkward and embarrassing that the only thing that, you know, media wants to talk about is the fact that they're Muslim. That should be the most irrelevant part of this. The part of that is important should be, are they qualified? You know, what are they bringing to the table? Are they loyal to American values? And, you know, this is what we have to look at.
I would agree with you, Rahil, and I don't care. I mean, as long as whoever it is that's coming in and says, look, I put my hand on the Bible, I give my vow to be loyal to the United States, to defend the U.S. Constitution, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with, and of course this is, I'm being very vulnerable with you and sharing this with you to say, hey, look, I'm still a little concerned here because we have, you know, we have Muslims out there that declare they want America eradicated. And we've seen what's happened in other countries where Muslims have come in. Chuck Missler reported on this years ago that as they, you know, grow in number and influence, then, you know, like what's happened in European countries, they end up dictating and you end up realizing a bit of a caliphate.
Well, talk about dictating. The fact that one of them wanted a change in the Constitution so that a head covering could be allowed in the government, in the Constitution, is something that, you know, it worries me. So what we have to look at is their allegiance, their loyalty, you know, their sincerity to the country. And if they are loyal to the country, then, of course, it doesn't matter what their faith is. But if they're going to come and try and shake up the situation to suit their own agendas, then, of course, we have to question it.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the same question could be brought about regarding people with a socialist bent, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, who's come in and basically has, you know, has a desire to fundamentally transform the country, which, oh, that's right, that was something another president, the previous president, had announced to everybody as well. So this is a time for Americans at large to really understand what it is that they believe in and know it and educate themselves so that, look at, you know, we welcome people of, I mean, look at, we are such a welcoming society in this country. We celebrate diversity. We embrace people's culture. And there's so much more opportunity here as long as we're of the same mind that it is about the United States of America. It's about the Declaration of Independence. It is about the U.S. Constitution, that shining light on a hill, Raheel, that according to Gallup, what, 162 million people given the opportunity, they'd be storming our borders. They say, hey, yeah, we're in. We want to be, you know, we want to come to America, right?
Of course. That is the point. And the point is that many, many immigrants have given their life and loyalty to the country. So, you know, regardless of what they believe in, and that is the important thing, is that the common values of being American and of upholding the Constitution and the values that make America what it is.
Right.
And that is the factor that one should focus on. And so, you know, only time will tell, because one does not know what goes inside people's hearts and minds.
That's right. It's a content of character issue again. And yes. I believe that if you have that content of character, which, you know, George H.W. Bush, who we just buried this past week and mourned for, this was a driving force for him, which is consistent with that of our founding fathers. It's been passed down, you know, from generation to generation. And if the character, if the content of your yes. character is there, pink, blue, who cares?
It doesn't matter. Absolutely.
Then, hey, we're all lined up. We're all lined up behind you to support you. You want to come
and
in?
The
you
important
want
to thing is to be American first.
Exactly. And this is the thing I think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, because they hate Donald Trump, they just want to argue this whole issue and take a look at it as being a nationalist and all this other stuff. But I got to tell you right now, I think Macron wished that he followed more of Donald Trump's lead. He probably would be in less trouble right now. But of course, he inherited a lot of problems.
There's nothing wrong in being nationalist. In fact, I think that loyalty to the country in which we live, in which we belong, is something that should be taught at a very young age to all students. We lack this conversation because people are embarrassed about it. Certainly loyalty to the land in which we live, which gives us all the freedoms that our forefathers have fought for, or your forefathers have fought for, is something that's very important. And I'm an immigrant to Canada, and I've taught my children loyalty to the land in which they live. Why?
Exactly.
Because it will make them think twice about harming the country in which they live. You know, this is their homeland. This is the country that they belong to, and they should understand what it means to be loyal to the country in which you live. Of course, criticisms are always there, and that is the freedom that we have, and we can't curb those freedoms.
Exactly. Well, and it's only common sense, Raheel. I mean, we see what's happening in our southern border. We've got people literally storming the border. There's 48. I mean, we're not talking 4 or 8, but there's 48 legal entry points to come into the border. You know, pitch your case for asylum, why you should be considered for asylum, and you do it legally, and look at, you're welcome. You do it illegally, we got problems, and especially when you come storming our border and the very country's flag that you left that said was so dangerous to you, you're waving at the border. It doesn't make a lot of sense here. I mean, it really, you know, and forgive us for having, you know, some concern about that. I think that's only logical.
Well, it is. I always give the analogy that, you know, I like to open my house to guests and I want to take care of their needs. But if I understand that they're going to come and trash my home, then I would be very careful about who I invite in. And absolutely, you know, America has always been open to immigrants, and it has been a home for millions of immigrants. But they came with the intention of making this their home and with a loyalty to the land to which they are coming. And
Amen.
That is the important factor.
Exactly. Raheel Raza is with us. We've got more. We're going to talk about the Khashoggi affair when we come back, I promise. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I love the way you hold me. Bill
Martinez Live.
Hey, so hey, Life is Fresh and Independent every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Rahil Raza, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, is with us. And off the air, we were talking about this political correctness speech and how awkward and you know, what it's doing in terms of stifling communication and getting in the way of apprehending and appreciating diversity. Right, Rahil?
Yes, I agree with you. The day you stop free speech is when you curb communication between people, and that is a dangerous trend. You know, political correctness now does not allow us to ask the simplest of questions. Mm-hmm. You know, this is curiosity about each other. We have stopped learning about each other because we're not allowed to ask questions. I mean, there, you know, you talked about the fact that the language police is now out there. Even comedy is suffering mm-hmm. from the language police because you just don't have satire anymore.
Exactly.
And we have to be able to laugh at ourselves because, yeah. you know, that's only human.
Well, and comedians don't even want to go to college campuses anymore.
No, they're not funny.
They don't have a sense of humor. No. You know, so why bother? And then, of course, you know, as you and I were discussing off the air as well, is this process of embracing diversity. It requires conversation. You've got to process through this. And sadly, I say sadly, it's a sad commentary on our country right now that, you know, we have somebody who's going to, was supposed to be performing at the Oscars. And because of something he said several years ago, it's come back and they're forcing him out. Well, yeah. Rahil, if we go back in everybody's history about things
everyone
that they said.
Everyone has something that they shouldn't have said at some point in time.
Yeah. I mean, we change our mind. Thank God for that. We are transitional figures, that we are educated yes. figures, that we're always learning and we make some adaptations. But you're going to be judged on something that and disqualified. I mean, now we go back to that, what we talked about earlier, that spirit of invalidation that's reigning. It's not about inclusiveness. It's about, OK, if you think like I do, you're in my club, you're in my tribe, you're OK. High five. If you don't, you're out of here. You're invalidated. And God forbid yeah. you do something in the political realm, because then you could end up in jail.
Yes, and it doesn't matter. I mean, people like President Trump, unfortunately, only has to sneeze and it becomes a Russian collusion. So,
right.
You know, the fact is that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It doesn't matter what he says.
Right.
They're going to catch him by the neck. And, you know, this is not what the values of America are based on. Freedom of mm-hmm. speech is one of the most important factors. And ask me, because I come from a country where we don't have freedom of speech. So I appreciate the fact that we want to embrace the values of equality, of freedom of speech, of being able to have open conversations, no matter how uncomfortable they are. It is these uncomfortable conversations that right. bring us to the conclusion of how we are going to finally get along with each other.
Well, this topic, you and I have to discuss further down the road, but right now I wanted to address something that you wrote about, which when I read this, I go, she's exactly right. I mean, we're only hearing crickets from the Muslim nations regarding the Khashoggi affair. What is going on?
Well, the thing is that we know what has transpired. You know, the gruesome truth is out. We know what happened to Jamal Khashoggi, where it happened, how it happened, which is very unfortunate. We may never know the why of what had happened, because that probably was buried with him, or, you know, his pieces. Mm-hmm. But here you have the finger pointing at Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, he came to Argentina and he's trying to put up a brave front to convince the world that he had nothing to do with it. But
right.
I don't think anyone has bought that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it is a larger picture that we need to look at. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with all these conspiracy theories floating around, it's not going to change the fact that Jamal Khashoggi is dead. But
right.
what have we learned from this should be the question that we have to ask, and that is that Saudi Arabia is not to be trusted.
Exactly.
You know, they live by tribal values, and I know this because I have been there many times. You know, they've come from the camel to the Cadillac, but their mindset and their ideology is still that of the 9th century, when the tribes would kill each other just for the slightest infraction and then ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
They have a history of beheading people. In fact, in Saudi Arabia, more people have been beheaded than by ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And many people don't know this. So I understand that Western countries are going to continue to do trade with Saudi Arabia, and that's okay. Mm. But this trade should be under certain conditions. Because, you know, the effect of today's socioeconomic world is that, you know, all countries with abysmal human rights records and violations do trade with each other. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But what we have to take seriously is that these trade talks, which I'm sure are taking place now, should be the time when certain conditions should be put on Saudi Arabia, that they should clean up their human rights violations, and they should release those people who are still in jail in Saudi Arabia for having criticized the royal family.
Right. Does MBS last through this? Does he survive?
Well, probably he will, because, again, you know, it works through the tribal councils. It works. It does not work the way it does in developed countries where we have courts and judges. The system in Saudi Arabia is entirely different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he can please the religious clergy, if he can please the royal family, he will still get through. These are countries where might is right. It's not necessarily that you have to have a clean personality or a good record. You know, it's your power that controls what is going to happen. Mm. But at the same time, he is in conversation with Western leaders. He has good terms with the Western world, and this would be the best time to pressure him to release those prisoners who are still in jail and to clean up their human rights record. You know, he calls himself a reformer, and I'm part of the Muslim reform movement. Mm-hmm. But allowing women to drive in 2018, to me, is not
reform. True reform. Right, exactly.
It's something that should have happened a long time ago. It's their inherent right. Mm-hmm. So the reform should be in the form of lifting those pressures on anyone who criticizes the royal family or the religious right, and to be released those prisoners and give them their freedom. And the Western world and Western leaders should definitely lobby for this. And they should end the war in Yemen, where innocent people are being killed.
Right. Well, you know, we say Muslim nations, for the most part, have been rather quiet. But Erdogan in Turkey, boy, they're trying to keep this up front and center. What is Erdogan's victory in this?
Oh, he has a very, very good vested interest. Now, of course, with the kind of exposure that Erdogan is creating, one would think that he is, you know, totally untainted and, you know, he is the good guy in this, which he's not. He has jailed journalists for criticizing him. He has a very bad record on human rights violations.
Right.
And he is a wannabe caliph. Now, within the Muslim world, what people need to understand that there is this struggle for power. There is a vacuum of leadership. And Mohammed bin Salman was coming up to take over this leadership of the largest Sunni world, which is the majority of Muslims. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, billions of people. But this particular incident with the Khashoggi affair obviously put a spanner in the works. And Erdogan, who is a wannabe caliph, he wants to recreate the Ottoman Empire. He wants to be the caliph of the entire Muslim world. So he is using every opportunity to bring down Saudi Arabia. Also, Turkey, Iran, Qatar, these are the countries that are part of the Muslim Brotherhood movement.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
you know, they are going to do their best to, you know, push Saudi Arabia as much as they can. And this is why Erdogan is making all these noises. Now, if he had a clean human rights record, one can understand him talking about it from a modern and ethical perspective. But that's
exactly
not it, what it is. It's a battle for power.
Well, Rahil, perfectly summed up and brilliantly stated. We appreciate your insight. Rahil Raza, Clarion Project Advisory Board Member here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rahil. You take care.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a U.S. citizen remains in detention in Russia, his family members back here at home are speaking out. Corporate Security Director Paul Whelan being detained by Moscow on accusations of spying, but his brother David says the retired Marine was only in Moscow for a wedding.
I'm sure my brother's not a spy. Paul's background is in law enforcement. He has military experience. He's in corporate security.
Whelan's arrest comes weeks after Russian citizen Maria Butina pleaded guilty here in the States to a charge of conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney calling President Trump's character into question in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, saying with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfall is most glaring. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, look at, we got a special privilege. We've got Dr. Robert Cohen with us, 34-year-old Army veteran. Of course, we're greatly appreciated, appreciate his service to this country. He's a physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, creator, and host of Demo Crisis Podcast. Dr. Cohen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. We've got a lot of things to talk about. I know you just got back from the Congo, and we're going to talk about Ebola, but right off the bat, of course, here domestically, people are very much aware of federal judges' current ruling. We knew it was only a matter of time and maybe the right court to hear the case of Obamacare, and said, look, at no mandate, it falls on itself, which people understood the logic, because it was Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, who really kind of gave it some standing by saying, when it was being debated in the Supreme Court, saying, hey, this is a tax. And, of course, all along, the president and the Democrats were saying, nope, it's not a tax. We can't do that. We're not talking about a tax here. Well, of course, the court says, well, it's got to be a tax. That's the only way it has any standing. And, of course, it stood until, Congress chipped away at it and finally got rid of the mandate. Well, take out the mandate, and Obamacare falls, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think both arguments have merit here, and I ultimately think it's going to be up to Justice Roberts, who last time found a way to keep Obamacare alive. You know, what people say about Roberts is that he doesn't believe it's the court's job to save us from our political decisions. So I think there's a chance he'll find a new way to keep Obamacare constitutional, but I honestly think not even he knows what he's going to do right now.
Well, you're a doctor. You know this stuff. I mean, you've seen this stuff over the years and how this thing should be working. I mean, for the sake of God only knows what, why the Democrats would take this on. My question from day one, Dr. Cohen, was when they said, remember, the whole linchpin of this thing was, you know, we've got 30 million people that are not covered in this donut hole. We got to figure out how to take care of this donut hole. And my question repeatedly has been since it passed is, how are we doing with that 30 million people? They can't give me a number.
So as I understand it, you know, the big way that they tried to cover those was just expanding Medicaid. And,
exactly.
And it's true. I mean, people did get covered more. The problem is costs went up, right? And so the way I look at this is both sides actually have a valid point, and neither side is being intellectually honest. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are right that we have to cover more people, and we didn't reach 100% coverage, but certainly those 30 million that you mentioned, many of them had to have been covered either because they were forced to buy coverage or because Medicaid expanded to cover people making over 1.5 times the poverty line. So that's good that we're covering them. But the Republicans are right that if we do this without controlling costs, we're going to bankrupt the country. Now we have a $21 trillion debt. And so, you know, the way we're supposed to solve this is both sides are supposed to come together in Congress and pass a compromise bill. And instead what they do is pass a partisan bill and then repeal it on partisan lines.
Exactly.
In my opinion, that's just no way to run a country. It's no way to run people's health care. And it would be really nice if we could get back to the America that compromised and worked together to solve big problems.
Well, you know, I think what I've been concerned about from day one is that everybody gets tired of all the fussing and fighting. And finally, they just surrender and say, okay, we're just going to do single payer. Like, that's the answer. I mean, I mean, even it was interesting, Dr. Cohen, because throughout this situation with, you know, in this argument about the 30 million, again, I go over 30 million people, I still can't find that number out. I can't find the quantitative number for all the fuss we went through. I don't see the correlating number, but still what we did find out of all this is there were some people just said flat out, you know, I don't want your stinking health care. I don't want to participate in the health care. And I don't know what that number is either, but I know it's there.
So I believe that the number of people who could have afforded insurance and chose not to before Obamacare was 10 million. Mm-hmm. There were about 10 million people out of the, and then there were the additional 30 million people who would have been potentially needed the Medicaid expansion. That 10 million, I don't know how many of them paid a tax. Some paid the tax. Some bought insurance. I got to be honest, I support the individual mandate because so as a doctor, right, you've got a lot of people that come that don't buy health insurance because they think it's too expensive. And then something really terrible happens to them, like they get in a car accident, they get cancer, and then they expect somebody else to help them pay for it. And the whole point of insurance is that you're supposed to be covered before something like that happens. And
exactly.
We're a compassionate country. And so I think it's fair to expect people to pitch it, to chip in and, on their own insurance instead of freeloading.
Mm. Well, like, and of course, Obamacare set people up to do that. You know, you can hold out and in the last minute sign up for it and then you're covered, which was, you know, not fair as well. And, you know, so this was one of the chinks in the whole armor of all this stuff that as we were dealing with this, Dr. Cohen. And, you know, but I think we're smart enough people that if we get together, as you say, and we're reasonable, we can come up with some answers. But everybody wants to say, well, it's so complicated because of all the different interests that are pulling at it. Yeah, that makes it complicated in much the same way we're trying to handle immigration right now. I mean, this is, you know, it's like the, you know, the same process, but just a different topic.
Yeah, I agree with basically everything you said. I did not support Obamacare because I did not support revolutionizing 1/6 of the economy and America's healthcare on purely partisan lines. And the way I look at healthcare right now, it's becoming like tribal, like abortion and immigration. In other words, both sides militantly stick to their corners. One side wants single payer, which is a non-starter. The other side says we're not going to make a legitimate attempt to cover all these people. We're just going to destroy your attempt to do it. And that is an example of tribalism. You know, our two sides are growing further apart. That's been true for at least the last 30 years. And these things don't get better, right? This is not a pendulum swinging back and forth. This is a downward spiral where both sides grow and they start to hate each other more. They think the other side is more evil. And so all of these things are part of a broader pattern of needing to solve our tribalism problem. And we can do that if we had better leadership and better media. And I appreciate what your show tries to do as sort of a moderate country first conservative platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm for the people. I mean, I'm like you. You're a physician. You're concerned about patients, people who are ill, and what are we doing? How are we serving them? And, you know, and I've been doing a deep dive on this ever since this came up. So it seems like, you know, for, gosh, what, 8-10 years, you know, we've been talking about this. And, you know, and I have interviewed experts, other doctors like yourself. And in fact, there's a doctor in the Midwest who started Atlas MD, you may be familiar with, Dr. Josh Umber. He's been on with us several times. He offers a concierge service. This is for everyday type sickness, you know, for people. And for roughly $50 per patient, the patient can come in and see the doctor as many times they want. They've already got, you know, pre-negotiated prescriptions for pharmacy, and they've pre-negotiated these rates at 10 cents on the dollar. So, you know, they've been able to leverage. Now, if an organization like that can do it, why can't we do this on a national level? Or is it just because the insurance companies are and all these other interests are pulling at this thing?
The healthcare system in America is dying for innovation like that. I mean, there are you see it every day when you take care of patients. Drugs that are way too expensive that aren't that helpful. Unnecessary medical tests. People that wait to come in until the disease is totally out of control, and then it costs way more. When you could set up, you mentioned the concierge. There are many models like that. Kaiser Permanente tries to do something like this. California, by the way, I have no financial relationship with them. So, no, the healthcare, we're an innovative country. We're a huge economy. We are, and many other sectors of our economy work much better than healthcare. Now, it's true. Healthcare, there's a famous study done in the 70s that identified 14 market failures in healthcare. Things like, if you're in the hospital with a stroke, you're not going to try to, you know, decide which treatment is less expensive. You're going to do whatever the doctor tells you to do if you're conscious at all, right? So that's the kind of market failure you need to take into account when you help regulate a healthcare marketplace. But yes, why can't, in answer to your question, why can't we solve this? Because Washington is broken, because it's being broken apart by tribalism and our two-party system and the 24-hour news cycle and the militancy of both sides. And what we forget when we say both sides is that there's a huge middle of the country, people like me and you, who believe in country before party and solutions instead of ideology and compromise. And we used to solve problems like this. You know, on a recent episode of our podcast, we talk about the difference in how they solved Social Security with the Greenspan Commission to the failure to solve the debt with the Simpson-Bowles Commission. And things have gotten worse, and we need to fix tribalism.
Well, there it is. I'm right with you. Dr. Robert Cohen is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're just about, 18 minutes before the top.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Robert Cohen continues with his 34-year-old, is this 34-year-old Army veteran? 34-year-old, that's almost, you were in the Army for 34 years is what they mean here. And physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, creator and host of the Demo Crisis podcast. Dr. Cohen, where can they go for more information on your podcast?
Yeah, so just to be intellectually honest, I was in the Army for 5 years.
Yes.
I'm 34 years old. So our podcast is called Demo Crises. We operate on the assumption that things are getting worse and they will get really bad unless we do something about it, but we cover solutions. You can download the Demo Crises podcast on any podcast app on your iPhone. It's already there. The other option is you can go to democrises.com or you can follow at Rob Cohen, MD.
Well, there it is. Okay, well, Rob, let's wrap up this Obamacare situation where we are right now. The Democrats have been, judge shopping, and they get a favorable judge to get a ruling until, it marches on up, and eventually, all this stuff is going to come storming through the Supreme Court, a matter of time. And this time it was the Republicans finding a judge in the U.S. District Court, Judge O'Connor, in the Northern District of Texas, to issue a 55-page ruling, basically saying that Obamacare is unconstitutional now.
Yeah, it's they're shopping for judges. That's no way to solve a health care problem or any legal problem. America has to do better.
Right. And we can, as you say, the tribalism. I think also the nature of our politics is such as that, nobody can't get the credit, especially right now with Donald Trump in office. He has turned, the bureaucratic world of the deep state and D.C. upside down on its head. And they're not happy about that. I mean, they were happy with things rolling along as incompetent as it was. They were making a lot of money in the process. And, we're paying the toll, we the people. And so now, here it is, we got all this contention, this tribalism, as you referred to, and it runs rather deep. I mean, we are so divided that, God forbid Nancy Pelosi would give any credit to the president, or conversely, that we've got to get out of this. If we're solution-based, then we're not worried about who gets the credit. We're just worried about the solution, right?
Yeah, so things are getting worse, and I don't think the president is helping. I think the president is making it worse. And so As are many Democrats. There's a lot of blame to go around here. But here's the good news. So as we discussed on episode 8 of our podcast, the Trump administration has 4 historical precedents in American history. There's a famous political scientist theory that that 50-year cycles happen in American politics, and Reagan was the beginning of the cycle where things go well, and then Bush was the very divisive part of the cycle where things start to fall apart, and Trump is the declinist part of the cycle where things start to get pretty bad. And the bad news is that usually brings about a crisis, like the crisis under Jimmy Carter or under Herbert Hoover. But the good news is that the next administration after that finally has the political capital to do the necessary changes that we need to do. And so it's about that time. You know, Trump's going to bring us to, in my opinion, the brink, and we can hopefully find an opportunity to rise up after that.
Well, if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen as a result of us being united, not divided. That's the way it happened back in the 1700s, and from time in history, as you say, in these 50-year cycles, that has occurred when we found a reason to come together. Then we find out e pluribus unum is actually true in the many disparate ideas that are out here in our culture, the diversity that we want to embrace. If we can focus on those things that we agree on and that we have in common, we're a powerful force. And the exceptionalism, I know people take exception to that term, but, you know, you got to call it for what it is. I mean, the exceptionalism of this country is all based on the level of productivity, the ideas, the work ethic of the American people. I mean, we have that going for us. So I agree with you. I'm very hopeful that we will come to that. I've often said two things need to happen. Number one, I think we need to be real and understand that the law of gravity still exists. And we may have to continue to fall off the roof more times and realize, okay, you know, we got to quit fighting that part. And, that's really important. The other thing is to a certain degree, we're kind of like drowning people. And, lifeguards will tell you, says if somebody's out there drowning, you don't go out and save them right away. You just kind of let them get the fight out of them. And then you can go in and you can help them, and that way you don't drown yourself in the process, right? So I think this is a little bit of those two dynamics that are happening in our country right now. So I would encourage everybody to continue to be hopeful, pray. Pray if that is part of your culture and part of your understanding, because we do need we need something outside of ourselves to answer this problem. I mean, clearly, you know, within ourselves, we're a mess, and we're not doing too well by the people who need, in this case, healthcare, who need a government that's fully operational. And, I believe in the Word of God, and the Word of God says when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. People aren't rejoicing right now, so that should give you a little bit of an indication. Rob, I know you just got back from the Congo, and boy, you've been doing this for a while and involved with Ebola. Give us an update, as to what happened there.
So this is the second biggest outbreak of Ebola in the world history. The reason it's getting bad is because this Ebola outbreak is happening in a conflict zone in eastern Congo, where they've had a civil war for about the last 25 years that came out of the Rwandan genocide. More mm-hmm. people have died. 5 million people have died in that period. That's where all the terrible sexual violence you sometimes hear about. More people have died there than have died in Iraq over the same period of time, to give you an idea of the scale of violence. And in order to stop an Ebola outbreak, you have to be able to isolate essentially every Ebola patient. And when you're in a war zone, you can't do that. And so we're getting a slow burn of Ebola. And the great fear, there's 6 new cases a day, something like that. And the real fear is that it's going to explode like it did in West Africa when it infected 28,000 people and devastated 3 countries.
Exactly. Well, and there is a saying there about you want to beat the fire while it's far off. At this point, it's happening right there. And, what can you do? How do you manage this? I mean, in the midst of, the warring conditions that you have there in the Congo.
Yeah, this is another case where an ounce of prevention would have been worth a pound of cure. It would have been really nice if we could have stopped this civil war a long time ago or never let it happen in the first place. And it happened because it overpopulated in a fragile area. The government couldn't keep order going, and so a civil war broke out. And now, what do you have to do? You have to somehow protect the population. I mean, just like what General Petraeus did in Iraq when tribes were fighting and killing each other. Protect the population, make them believe in the security. So the UN is trying. I mean, they're sending in UN special forces. Unfortunately, seven died in a firefight recently. You got to protect the population long enough, and then you got to get health workers in. And it's going to be really hard. And I honestly think this one in particular is going to be difficult. We know what to do. It's just a question of whether or not we can execute.
Well, as you say, we experienced this 60 years ago with the AIDS crisis, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that got out of control. I mean, if we had identified AIDS early, we wouldn't have 70 million infections and 35 million dead. Unfortunately, we didn't recognize it soon enough, and it got totally out of control. And the bad news is we keep getting a new disease essentially every year. You've heard of MERS, mm-hmm. You've heard of SARS, you've heard of Zika. And why is that happening? It's because humans are destroying the planet. I mean, we're going further and further into the forest. Population is increasing rapidly. The forests are being cut down. The animals are being hollowed out. And that brings humans into closer contact with animals where they get these diseases in the first place. And so what would be really nice is if we would stop doing things like that and we would conserve the planet for our own sake in addition to future generations instead of kind of letting things happen. And that's kind of humans' default mode is to only react sort of when it's too late. And one thing I wanted to say earlier about, you know, believing in the future. So we had a guest on our program. There's a very famous historian named Peter Turchin, and he said 90% of the time in historical societies, when things start to look as bad as they look in the United States, mm-hmm. It gets really bad. Mm-hmm. Only in 10% of societies do people figure out what to do early enough and change it. And so I want us to remember, yeah, we have, hopefully we can be in the 10%, but we have to do something different than we're doing.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the old saying, if what you're doing is not right, why do you keep repeating it, you know, kind of thing. And we're smart enough to figure this out, but we've got to, as you say, I think, get it outside of the realm of the political, because the political we're finding out right now is not the answer. And, you know, and our founding fathers understood this. This is why they empowered the people. You know, the three most important words in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence is we the people. And we the people have abdicated their authority of position. And so, you know, we can mount up, you know, and when I say a revolution, I don't want people to, you know, start thinking we're going to be starting to pull out guns here. But I mean a revolution to change things in our country, because this insanity is unacceptable. I mean, people are dying. I mean, look what's going on, as you say. Just in the Congo, and as you know, as a doctor, what happens in the Congo doesn't stay in the Congo, does it?
No, yeah. HIV came from the Congo in the 60s. Yes, so our politics is broken. In some ways, the politics is a reflection of our society, and there's someone who says the hollowing out of the American middle class has led to the hollowing out of our politics, of the middle of our politics. And I think that's true. And so there's a lot of things we have to change. But I would say, yet the people have to do something. But one thing that people can do is change our politics. We can reward politicians for compromising instead of being militant ideologues. We can reward them for doing what's right for the country instead of their own party. We can elect new people. We can change the way we vote. We can get money out of politics. There's a lot of changes to our electoral system. Like right now we're producing suboptimal results. The whole is less than the sum of our parts.
Exactly.
And that is because of our structure as much as anything else. And that would, if we saw change our structure, then we could probably do things like solve the hollowing out of the middle class, et cetera.
Dr. Robert Cohen, we got to leave it right there. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. 34-year-old Army vet, physician, scientist, world traveler, poverty reduction expert, and creator and host of the Democrisis podcast. Rob, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Love to.
You got it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on